this is a particularly scary scam because it is targeting kind of current bank customers of Chase Bank. And it is an email being sent to these people that essentially looks exactly like a communication you would get from Chase Bank.
John Masterson is the marketing director for the Better Business Bureau serving West Michigan. He says they were recently made aware of what they're calling an email scam about a week ago. He says this issue is complicated by the fact that the emails look legitimate.
Most scam emails are really easy to pick out because they've got something absurd in them, like a prince from Nigeria or a whole bunch of spelling errors or weird links. But again, this is very, very close to the real thing.
Masterson encourages consumers to be vigilant before clicking on items in an email, because if it is part of the scam, he says one click could open the door to trouble.
Anything from just monitoring your computer, tracking your keystrokes, you know, which keys that you type on, and that will allow them to get passwords and usernames and other sensitive information. It may just lock down your computer altogether, or it could just, you know, straight up go for applications on your computer that are finance related.
A couple tips from Masterson include being on the lookout for any urgent calls to action in your emails, especially those that encourage you to act quickly. He also says to watch attachments as they could be laden with malicious code. He says if you have received a suspicious email or you have further questions, you can call the Better Business Bureau at 616-771-8236. He says you'll be connected with their scam tracker resources. Jennifer Moss, WGVU News.